Hello, Tanner Residence.
Don't say anything. Just listen. If you cooperate, this can all be over within the day, and no one gets hurt. I have your son, Mr. Tanner.
What?
I want you to take $1 million and place it in a nondescript brown paper bag, and then I want you to take it to Memorial Park and leave it inside the garbage can at the green bench near the statue of Mel Gibson. Do you understand, Mr. Tanner?
Well, no, not really.
What don't you understand, Mr. Tanner?
Well, for starters, I don't have a son.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have two daughters. That's it, sir.
You're sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Ah, crap. Well, who's Jason, then?
Beats me. Wait, you know what? The girls have a little school friend named Jason. I bet you took him by mistake. He's always pretending to be part of our family. It's kind of silly.
Kind of like Billy Crudup in the movie Inventing the Abbott?
Yeah. Yeah, sort of just like that, I guess.
Well, where does Jason live?
Oh, way across town. Not a very good neighborhood either.
So his parents probably aren't rich then, are they?
Oh, no. He's a white trash piece of crap, to be honest with you.
Would you be willing to pay, say, I don't know, $500, maybe, for his release?
No.
$200?
I'd probably go 50 tops. I really don't like the kid. Truth be told, I think he's a bad influence on my girls.
Okay.
Hey, man, look, I gotta go.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
Yeah, what is that?
I sort of spent a lot of time putting this plan together. You don't mind keeping this little mishap between us, do you?
Well, actually, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but you seem like a nice enough kidnapper guy. You see, there's no statue of Mel Gibson in Memorial Park. That's Alexander Hamilton.
Are you sure about that? Because I think that's Mel Gibson in The Patriot.
Nope. It's Alexander Hamilton. I'm 100% sure.
Well, crap.
Oh, and one more thing. Every bench around the statue is, in fact, green. So, well, I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
No. I appreciate it, Mr. Tanner. You wouldn't happen to know the number to Jason's parents, would you?
No. Hey, sorry about that. Hey, gotta go. The girls made me breakfast this morning, and to think you nearly kidnapped one of them this morning. Oh, boy, life has a funny way of working out, doesn't it? Well, I gotta go. Maybe I'll talk to you later. 1 hour later.
Yellow.
Don't say anything. Just listen. If you cooperate.
Who is this?
I sort of said don't say anything, and yet you said something.
Well, what do you want?
Well, I'm getting to that.
You ain't from Sports Illustrated, are you? Look, for the last time they told me the fleece pullover were free. They weren't anything said about me not being able to cancel my prescription.
I have your son, sir. Now that I have your attention, I'll repeat. Please don't say anything. Just listen. If you cooperate, this can all be over within the day, and no one gets hurt. I have your son, Mr. Fizoleski Apollonius?
Fizoleski Apollonius. The second half is silent, you see.
I said no talking.
I was just helping you get it right, that's all.
You're still talking.
Sorry.
I hate to be a stickler on this one, but saying sorry is still talking. That's better. Now, as I was saying, wait, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, good. I thought I might have lost you. Damn T-Mobile. All right, so if you want to see Jason again, you'll bring $50,000 to the Alexander Hamilton statue in Memorial Park and place it in the garbage can next to the Green Park bench with the "this one" sign taped to the back. Do this, and Jason will be back in bed before the lights go out tonight.
I don't have $50,000.
Well, you better get it then.
No, I can't. You see, I ain't got no money, mister. You should have probably thought about that. Hell, you know what you should have done is nabbed one of them old Chet Tanner's girls up on Bluebird Drive.
Well, there's actually a funny story about that.
And I'd love to hear it, sir, but right now, you know what?
Look, sir, do you want Jason back or not?
Well, sure, I reckon.
Well, what about $5,000? Can you do that?
Nope.
Well, what can you do?
$20,000.
Oh, come on.
Take it or leave it. That's all I can afford.
All right. I'll take it, but you better come to the park alone. I'm serious on this one. You have to deliver the money yourself in a nondescript, I guess, Ziploc sandwich bag. And I want the ransom paid in unmarked bill. Do not contact the authorities. Do we understand each other, Mr. Free? Sir.
Yes, sir. I think I got it.
Good.
One thing. Can you put my son on the phone? I just want to know that he's all right.
No problem. But don't try to drag this out. Trust me. He won't be on long enough to trace the call.
Fine.
Here you go. Jason, say hello to your... Jason? You come back here. Your dad's going to pay for the vase you broke. Tell him that when you get home. You know what? On second thought, Mr. Freeze, Jason's dad, your son just broke the vase I had him tied to, and someone's going to pay for it. Maybe Jason can work it off doing odd jobs for me after school, but by God, someone's going to pay for it. Jason's dad? Jason's dad? Oh, crap.